We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Tok Tai persuaded Van Chu not to visit the dungeons in person, and Van Chu decided that the four prisoners should be put to death some little time before his wedding to the Princess Zelana was to take place. Meanwhile, Marco Polo had made good his escape, and by means of a clever ruse, he succeeded in opening the city gates to admit the army of Kublai Khan. Meanwhile, Van Chu had sent for Tok Tai and gave orders that the Venetian prisoners were to be brought before him. Then he learned that Marco Polo had escaped. Van Chu was furious with Tok Tai, who had betrayed him. He gave orders that Tok Tai was to be seized and dragged into the center of the courtyard with Niccolo, Matthew, and Benno.
No pleas for mercy will save you.
Let me pray before I die. I beg of you.
I ask you to allow us to make our peace with our God.
Die now, you dog. No, wait. Tell me where Marco Polo can be found and your lives will be saved. Come, Tok Tai, you betrayed me. If you want to live, tell me where Marco Polo can be found.
I have told you that I do not know where Marco Polo can be found. And I will die in the knowledge that I have been true to my Khan. The true ruler of China.
Kublai Khan is no longer the ruler of China. I am the Khan. Kneel to me before you die, you dogs.
I will never kneel.
Nor I.
I will not kneel either. I have kneeled to you, Van Chu, and that is my lasting shame. But I kneel because I was trying to serve my Khan. But because I have kneeled and spoken words of loyalty to you, I deserve to die. Let me be executed first.
We will do our best to oblige you. What has happened? Who comes?
Soldiers! Many of them!
Soldiers of Kublai Khan in the palace! We've been betrayed! Flee for your lives!
My father, my uncle, where are you?
That is Marco's voice.
Marco, my son, you are in time. Once again, you have saved us.
Father, I embrace you. I was beginning to fear that we would be too late.
Oh, Master Marco, I knew that you would not fail us. Never for a moment did I doubt you. I felt no fear.
Benno, you're as good a liar as you are a servant. Well, Uncle Matthew, we are all alive, but where is Tok Tai? Surely he was not killed.
Tok Tai is safe. He went in pursuit of Van Chu. You were just in time. But what of Kublai Khan?
Kublai Khan is in his palace. He rode here at the head of his soldiers. The rebels are scattered and defeated.
Oh, praise be to heaven for that.
But, Marco, how did you manage to open the gates? We did not think that you could succeed.
I did succeed, and we are all safe. Now come to the mighty Khan, the audience chamber, and he wishes us to go before him.
The four Venetians went to the audience chamber, and there they found the soldiers of the Khan on guard once more. Order had been speedily restored. Those of the rebels who had not been killed were imprisoned in the dungeons, and once more the great Kublai Khan was seated on his own throne. The four Venetians bowed low before him.
Marco Polo, my friend, this is the second time you have been of great service to me. I know of no order high enough to bestow upon you.
Noble Khan, you led your soldiers to the palace in time to save the lives of my father, my uncle, and my servant. I ask no more than that.
Niccolo Polo, I am told that you refused to bend the knee to the rebel Van Chu. You were prepared to face death and torture because of your loyalty to me, and I offer you my gratitude. You have the freedom of my vast land. You can come and go through my dominions at will, but I beg that you remain in China with me for some time to come. Soon I am going to visit all my dominions, and I ask that you accompany me so that you may behold the many wonders of my empire.
I am honored by your invitation, most mighty Khan, and I will be pleased to stay by your side as long as you may require me.
And you, Matthew Polo, I thank you for your loyalty. I make you the same offer which I have made your brother.
I ask, mighty Khan, that you will allow traders to come here from the Republic of Venice. From what I have seen of your mighty empire, I think there could be much trade between us that would benefit your land and our land.
And from what I have seen of four Venetians, I am beginning to appreciate your race. All Venetians will be welcome in the dominion of China.
You are very gracious, mighty Khan.
And now the servant Benno. I do you honor by speaking with you. It is not the habit of the great Khan to have speech with servants, but you have been brave and loyal. And now you will always be able to carry in your heart the memory that you have spoken with the great Kublai Khan.
Oh, that is not a very high reward.
Then, oh, be silent.
Oh, not a reward that I expected.
Now, he is a droll fellow. I have decided to appoint Marco Polo governor of one of my dominions. He is a man of such resource and courage that he will be made the governor of Armenia, a dominion that has caused me much trouble. There are many rebels there, and your task will not be easy. But I feel sure that your efforts to subdue the rebels will be crowned with success.
I thank you for this high honor, most noble Kublai Khan.
I will accompany you to Armenia when I start on a tour of my dominions in a few days' time. And, of course, your wife will go with you.
My wife?
You will wed the Princess Zilana before you take up your new post. Let the princess be brought before me now.
Most noble Khan, you have said that there are many rebels in the dominion of Armenia. Mayhap a wife would hinder me in the carrying out of my duty.
A wife would be a great aid to you, Marco Polo. You deserve every happiness. The princess comes now.
Most noble Khan, I prostrate myself before you. My heart rejoices that you are once again upon your throne.
I am pleased with you, Zilana. I am glad that I entered the city in time to save you from that scoundrel Van Chu. And since you are to wed Marco Polo, you shall go with him when he goes to his new post in Armenia.
Marco, we are to go to Armenia together?
Yes.
Oh.
Why, who comes?
I, Toktai, my lord Khan.
Come forward, Toktai.
Most noble Khan, in my endeavors to serve you so that you might return to your throne, I bent my knee to the rebel Van Chu. But I strove to make atonement for this. When your armies entered the palace, Van Chu made good his escape. So I followed Van Chu, hoping that I might bring him before you. But I have failed miserably. For I must tell you that Van Chu has once more made his escape.
My soldiers have orders to capture Van Chu and to bring him before me alive. But you should not have bent the knee to him, Toktai.
Most noble Khan, had it not been for Toktai, you would have not have been able to enter the city. He won the confidence of Van Chu. The little I did, I would not have been able to do if it had not been for Toktai. He is the bravest man in all your empire.
Nobly spoken, Marco Polo. I find it pays to take your advice. Toktai shall be rewarded. Name the reward which you desire, and it shall be yours.
I ask only to be able to serve you loyally and well, most noble Kublai Khan.
Well, ask for something more. What about the beautiful women of my court? You are not married, Toktai. Choose for yourself a bride from my court, and she shall be yours.
There is only one woman whom I would wed, and she is not for me.
Is she wed to another?
She is not, but she is not in love with me.
Oh, you are sorely stricken, Toktai. There is no greater hurt than that of unreturned love. Your Khan gives you his sympathy. But you shall be governor of the city of Peking. You shall guard the city for me, and you have served your Khan well.
I thank you, noble, mighty, and gracious prince.
Most noble prince, I would like to offer my thanks to Toktai. He bade me have courage. He inspired me when I needed courage. And I would have him know that the Princess Zilana is his grateful friend.
He is very handsome, Zilana. And he is now the governor of a great city.
I know it, Marco Polo. What of it?
I do not think that you and I should be wed before I return from Armenia. There will be many dangers and, well, I would feel safer if you remained here.
Oh, no.
What is this, Marco Polo? Are you an unwilling bridegroom? I had hoped to see you wed before I leave on my tour of the dominion.
Marco, you must not be shy and retiring. Come, let us ask the great Khan for permission to withdraw so that we may walk in the garden together. Amongst the lotus blossoms?
Yes, go, or both of you. Go and walk in the gardens, and I will speak with you later, Marco Polo.
As you will, great Khan.
Well, Master Niccolo, does it not do your heart good to see your son so happy? He is fortunate to win the love of such a beautiful woman.
Yes, great Khan. But when do we start on our journey?
Well, I have many things to do, so we will not start yet. But you and your brother will take the evening meal with me, and then we will discuss the approaching journey. We will make plans with your son, Marco Polo. Polo, are you not pleased with the turn which events have taken?
Oh, I am pleased, great Khan.
Then all is well. I have offered a vast reward for the capture of that traitor Van Chu. He has caused me much trouble. Now I will go to my quarters and rest. We will meet again at the time of the evening meal.
Arrangements were made for the wedding of Marco Polo and the Princess Zelana. Kublai Khan showered every favor on Marco Polo, and he ordered his subjects to pay homage to the young men. Meanwhile, arrangements were made for the Khan's forthcoming journey through his dominions. 2 days before the wedding was to take place, Marco Polo was walking moodily through the palace gardens when he heard his name called.
Marco Polo!
Who called?
Marco Polo, I would have speech with you.
Why, Toktai? I have not seen you for some days.
Marco Polo, I hate you. I wish that you were dead. Would that I had failed, that I had allowed Van Chu to kill you. Oh, I wish that I had been killed.
Toktai, what words are these?
My heart is breaking. I love the Princess Zelana and would give all I possess to marry her.
But had Van Chu killed you, you would not have been able to marry the princess.
Marco Polo, I am sorry for the words which I have spoken, but I am the most miserable of men. Life holds nothing for me. My love for Zelana is killing me.
I'm sorry, Toktai.
Why are you so fortunate? Why did you win her love? If you had been killed, Kublai Khan would have bestowed her hand on me. Although I admire you, I must hate you.
Do not hate me. I am not yet married to the Princess Zelana.
In 2 days' time, you will marry her. Oh, I can't live without her. Why does not Zelana love me?
I do not know.
Tell me, is all your love given to her?
Well, Toktai, I know not what to say.
And will you do this? Will you do all in your power to make Zelana happy?
I shall strive never to make her unhappy.
And will you help her to remember that there was a man called Toktai who once loved her, for I am about to die.
Toktai, you must not say that. You will live for many years. You have your work here as governor of the city.
I will not live for one more day.
What mean you by that?
I have told you that I cannot live without the Princess Zelana, and ere the sun sets on the city of Pekin, I shall take my life.